The man who broke the rules of journalism and wrote about it has died. Hunter S. Thompson was found dead yesterday at his Aspen area home. He was 67. Police say he apparently shot himself. NPR's Nova Safo has this remembrance.
Hunter S. Thompson was among the first practitioners of new journalism, a method that evolved in the 60s where reporters became characters in their stories. His best-known book was Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, a series of episodic adventures involving drug use and access to Las Vegas's finest hotels. Filmmaker Jim Jarmusch reads from the book in a commemorative CD.
The sporting editors gave me $300 in cash, most of which was spent on extremely dangerous drugs. The trunk of the car looked like a mobile narcotics lab. We had 2 bags of grass, 75 pellets of mescaline, 5 sheets of high-powered blotter acid, a salt shaker half full of cocaine, and a whole galaxy of uppers, downers, screamers, laughers.
The book was an account of Thompson's failure to cover assignments for Rolling Stone. It also chronicled America's dope subculture and was a portrait of Las Vegas in the early 70s. Thompson's Rolling Stone editor was Jan Wenner. He told NPR in 1996 about receiving Thompson's early draft.
And they handed it to me, and it was like these 7 or 8 pages of like this yellow gold paper they used to write on at that time, you know, which was said we were on, you know, it was like we were on the outskirts of Barstow, I think, when the drugs started to take hold. And it was just rot funny and you know, brilliantly written. And he said, "You're interested?" And I said, "Absolutely, let's do this."
The book became a movie in 1998. Thompson told NPR that the story provided a punctuation mark for an era.
The people who survived the 60s after Watergate had a feeling that they'd won in the 70s. And it was, I don't recall there's ever been an atmosphere so ripe for the plucking in terms of journalism and expenses as the 70s.
Thompson was a proud NRA member, and in 2000, he accidentally shot his assistant while chasing a bear off his property. Targets of Thompson's pen included presidential candidates and the California motorcycle gang, the Hells Angels. Collaborator and illustrator Ralph Steadman says Thompson's writing is the best epitaph for the man.
Yeah, he eats people. He just takes what he wants from people. It's like nature. You consume those lesser than yourself and make them your own, and that is genius.
Thompson continued writing until the end, penning a sports column for the ESPN website. For his contributions to popular culture, the New York Times described him as our point guard, our official crazy, patrolling the edge. Nova Safo, NPR News.